Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So we thought we'd continue what we did last week, which is the six obstacles to success that we came up with, I don't know.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, in the 90s. So we're going to talk today about waiting to be discovered.
Mm.
That's one of the obstacles to success.
Yeah.
Waiting to be discovered. And this is typically when somebody feels that they don't have to put themselves out, that others will, because their work is so good, and they could be, it's usually in the creative fields, but it could be anywhere that somebody will discover them and they don't have to sell themselves. It's really, I think, a fear of selling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a fear. It starts with fear, right? The fear of putting yourself out there.
For rejection.
Fear of rejection. Exactly. And also not wanting to ask anyone for help, because that's often part of getting out, right?
Right.
Or having to ask for business or having to ask for anything.
Right.
And I think the other thing that I've noticed in waiting to be discovered is that usually there's a story in your head about, I don't want to play any political games, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I'm above all that.
Right. Ooh. When people say that to me, they do have a little, I'm above all that.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not. Not above all that.
We're below all that, really.
Yeah, really. I've always come from an orientation. You got to get in people's face and sell yourself.
Right.
I don't know. My first career was in sales.
Now, is selling different from networking?
No.
No, it's the same. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, like, when Kathy says selling, it's not like, you know, the sleazy guy in a polyester suit.
It's
connecting with people. Finding out who they are, finding out what their needs are, and seeing if you can benefit them through your services and products.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's a bit of like selling yourself, though, which I guess is a part of networking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and so people that are waiting to be discovered, they usually don't like to network.
Right.
No.
And I'm thinking, a lot of people are in my head right now thinking about how they really have put that down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so they're arrogant.
Superficial.
About that.
I don't want to go to some stupid event.
Right. Mm.
People I don't know.
Yeah, and have to listen to what they have to say.
Talk about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not the way the world works.
No, and I think the thing is, if you have this, I mean, we're talking about it in sort of sassy terms, but it's actually a very painful obstacle, because what ends up happening is you're the least known, you're the best kept secret in your industry, right? So if you're a great designer, very few people know about your capabilities. If you're a great musician, very few people have heard you play. Fill in the blanks. If you're great at X, only you and a few close friends really know that.
Yeah, and I think this goes for not just introverted people, but people that have a fear of rejection, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
So if, you know, part of success is rejection. I mean, there's just going to be a certain amount of that, that you're not going to connect with everybody, you're not going to sell everybody, you know, you're just, you know, and you have to build that resilience. So I think when you are not willing to get out there and know that, okay, so I have to meet 10 people before one buys me.
Yeah.
You know, then you sort of get to know that, and then you just, you know, enjoy the process. It's a tough one. You just got to make yourself do it, right? There's no way around it. I don't know.
The expectation is that opportunities are just going to fall into your lap.
Yeah.
Right. People are going to find you.
Yeah, people are come knock at your door and say, we're looking for an artistic director, and someone let us hear. So,
yeah, they're waiting to be discovered, and they think it's the way it gets done.
Right, yeah.
Right.
It's also, you have kind of a rescue fantasy.
Okay.
I mean, usually this kind of person will have a fantasy of being discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they think it's somehow going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You know, and when we pointed out, Kathy, as we have in a number of ways. They're usually like, oh, yeah, I guess that's not going to happen. Yeah, right. It's shattered. Not going to happen. So.
Yeah, and I find that these people complain a lot about how it's not happening. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then no matter when you make any of these suggestions, oh, well, did you call this person? Did you email that person? You're like, oh, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
So if you have this, what's the cure, Catherine?
I think to me, the deal is you have to be, so if you say I'm not willing to play the game, I would rethink that policy, that mm-hmm. you have to play the game in one way or another. And then the trick is to discover a way that you feel is in integrity with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I actually worked with a fellow who is an artist and an artisan, and he's desperately shy, so shy, and was waiting to be discovered. And he ended up having soirees at his home. Mm-hmm. So he had people to his place, mm-hmm. right? And had his artwork all around and would have a musician playing music. And he created events in his space that helped him be discovered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good way. But so if you're working in a corporation and, you know, you want a promotion and you're also expecting them to just give it to you,
right.
you may have to step out of that comfort zone and offer to make presentations or, you know, lead a meeting. Just do things that, you know, you're not waiting to be discovered. You're actually showing your capabilities.
Right.
So that's really what this is about. And it's very, very much for artists. They really can suffer from this because they really have to promote themselves.
Yeah.
But we all have to promote ourselves.
Yeah,
at any job.
You're right. And so it's that willingness to demonstrate those capabilities in different settings. And I love that idea of like working on maybe an interdepartmental project, mm-hmm. right, where you can really shine. Sometimes it helps to be part of one client I was working with. She got involved with a fundraising activity, mm-hmm. you know, a charitable activity, but it was a great way to show her marketing and promotional skills. Mm-hmm. So you can find a venue, find something, but you have to find something. Mm-hmm. Be willing to participate.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening to this who suffers from this, and I think we all do to a certain extent,
sure. mm.
and maybe you're not this every day, but every once in a while I feel this way. Like, oh, no, you know, I don't want to do that again. You know, so everybody has a certain amount of it.
Sure.
Sure.
So it's good to know how to combat that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're self-employed, you may get, I mean, because self-employment is waves, right? Ebb and flow. So you may be very busy for a long period of time and then suddenly it dries up. Right. And then you may be waiting to be discovered. Now you got to get back out again, even though you already did that a couple of years ago. And now you don't want to do it again because that's such a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like running a business. You really can't have this and run a business.
No.
Because you don't get
discovered.
It can be a
tiny little business, but it can't be a very successful business.
Yeah. It's also a fallacy that you're going to be discovered. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, nobody really gets discovered. First of all, everyone's so self-centered.
Yeah.
You're not discovering anyone. And so you really have to make noise.
Yeah. Put in the work.
Yeah. You have to put the work in. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be seen. And today there are so many ways to be seen.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And so you could, I know several people, again, in the photography art line who are using Instagram to be mm-hmm. seen. Very shy people, but they put their work up on that particular mm-hmm. piece of social media and mm-hmm. have incredible interactions with people.
Yeah.
But I even hear resistance to that, you know, by some talented people. Oh, does it really work?
Yeah.
Right. Because then I guess you're also opening up the door for criticism.
Well, that's it. Because underneath it all is a fear of failure.
Right. Yeah. It goes back to the resilience aspect.
All right. So we're saying if you have this, you will notice that you are often waiting to be discovered. You're waiting for something big to happen, but you're not taking many actions for that thing to happen.
Correct.
You may tell yourself that you don't want to play the game. We're saying you've got to play the game one way or another. And then you need to find a forum that you're willing to do,
mm-hmm.
where you are seen, where you're demonstrating your skills or your talents, and where other people are getting to know you.
And don't mm-hmm. give up.
And don't give up.
Don't do it once and say it didn't work. Keep doing it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the other piece, which is to understand that you're building a muscle, a psychic muscle called rejection resilience, which everyone needs.
Mm-hmm. You have to have it.
If you're successful or going to be successful, and after you're successful, you still have to have this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.